CBS News Brief. The Deep South is bracing for more severe weather after some tornadoes in the Houston area.
I couldn't believe it. I've never seen a tornado. Hurricanes is all we really get down here.
The man accused of setting a woman on fire in a New York City subway train is due in court today. At a vigil last night, the Reverend Kevin McCall blasted the bystanders.
They just watched this young lady burn on fire alive.
The Trump administration is planning the largest deportation campaign in U.S. history. CBS's Lilia Luciano heard from Englewood, New Jersey Mayor Michael J. Wilds.
We're dealing here with American citizens who can't speak for themselves.
Is it constitutional?
I don't think so. The administration's going to say we're not going to separate mom and dad's mom and dad. It's their privilege if they want to leave with their child. It's a cute way of saying we don't care.
A U.S. official tells CBS News the airliner crash in Kazakhstan may have been caused by Russian anti-aircraft fire.
Russia, Azerbaijan and Kazakhstan have all opened investigations.
CBS's Chris Livesay. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for things to do between Christmas and New Year's, there is lots to see in the theaters at the moment. If you're looking for a well-reviewed musical biopic where the lead character is a monkey, the film Better Man might be for you. It tells the story of the meteoric rise of British pop sensation and former boy band member Rob Williams and his fall from grace. If you're wondering why they made him a monkey in the film, it's because Williams says he always felt less evolved and because when he's on stage, he sometimes feels like a monkey. One of the weirdest trailers I've ever seen, but it is getting good reviews. Other films that open on Christmas Day include The Fire Inside, about a female boxer from Flint, Michigan, who becomes the first woman to win gold in the sport at the Olympics. Great reviews. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, starring Timothy Chalamet, is currently in theaters and is also incredibly well-reviewed and is getting Oscar buzz. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Bucks lose to Brooklyn. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks looked like they were on their way to another home victory until the Nets took command late in the fourth quarter to win 111-105. A disappointed Bobby Portis, who scored 18, sat at his locker after the loss.
And we could have won that game tonight. We were up. We had momentum. They jumped on us in the fourth quarter, got momentum, and then we didn't recover. It sucks, but we'll be back Saturday. We're going to get a win.
The Bucks travel to Chicago to play the Bulls tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers getting ready for their rematch against the Minnesota Vikings Sunday at U.S. Bank Stadium. Green Bay lost at home to the Vikings week 4, 31-29. The Vikings led 28-7 at the half.
Yeah, I think overall, I think it wasn't our best game. Obviously, I think just too many turnovers, and I think we just got in a hole early.
We just got off to a slow start, put ourselves in a hole, and you know, I like the way we finished. We did some good things in the second half, but just not good enough in the first half.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Dense fog advisory for low visibilities through tomorrow morning. Cloudy, foggy, drizzle, and lows in the low 40s tonight. Cloudy with rain developing tomorrow, continuing through tomorrow night, a high in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy on Saturday, high upper 40s. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
A message from the CDC.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Friday. In case you didn't know which day of the week it was, it can be hard to keep track during the holiday stretch. I'm Stephanie Hoff, and this is the Midwest Farm Report. A rainy and foggy drive into the station here in Madison this morning, taking away what was left of a white Christmas. How does the weather look out your window? Send us a text at 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-FARM. 3276, your direct line to us. Just tell us where you're texting from. Stu Muck will have more details on a dense fog advisory in about 15 minutes. Also this morning, we're catching up with our friends at Compeer Financial, and we'll also hear how policy in Washington, D.C. can help protect you from PFAS chemicals on your property. Right now, growers could be held liable through no fault of their own. We've got it all right here.
End of the year savings and hot deals at all Bobcat Plus Wisconsin locations. All new in-stock Bobcat equipment and attachments are marked down and ready to get to work for you. Skid steers, mini excavators, compact tractors, snow removal equipment, and more. As always, full service and parts whenever you need it. End of the year savings and hot bargain Bobcat deals happening now at all Bobcat Plus Wisconsin locations. Visit a showroom in your area or bobcatplus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal.
The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Veltima fungicide is on your side to out-yield the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre, but you've never been average. Beat your own record, get every bushel you deserve, and make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
As a dairy farmer, you depend on your milk receiver pump. McFinn Technologies of Kenosha introduces the impressive Bopeller pump. It's quieter, there's lower maintenance, as the seals last much longer than your old milk receiver pump. It offers a more powerful cleaning cycle with higher velocities, and it doesn't degrade the quality of your milk. Ask your dealer for the Bopeller milk receiver pump. Patented by McFinn Technologies, an American company committed to providing a better product for the dairy industry.
Stray voltage on the farm could be disrupting your animal's routine and your bottom line through no fault of your own. Brianna Handel has firsthand experience at her farm, B. Kurt Dairy in Barneveld. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. And Brianna told me people don't usually feel the shock from stray voltage, but animals are susceptible. She realized there was a problem as soon as her cows started acting out of the ordinary this time last year.
The night of December 14th, when we went to do chores, the cows were acting very skittish. We have 5 kids that live that great life of riding their bikes up and down the barn alleys. You know, our cows are used to chaos, but that night our cows were acting very crazy. They were backing in and out of stalls. Every time we turned around, they'd be kicking a unit off. We usually take about an hour and 10 minutes to milk, and it took us 2.5 hours that night, and I actually just asked the kids to go sit in the milk house because I was just worried that somebody was going to get hurt. This wasn't how our cows acted. Something was going on. And then through the weekend, it was rainy and wet, and rain is a conductor of electricity. So it continued through the weekend. The cows were acting very skittish and antsy. So I had called the utility on Monday, the 18th, December 18th, and asked them to come do ground currency tests before they hooked up the substation that was a half mile from our farm. And he said he could come to a ground currency test, but they had already hooked the substation up on Thursday, December 14th, the same night we had problems. Like, all the dots connect to where the source of the problem came from.
Help us understand, you know, what stray voltage is and why, because of that connection, you started seeing problems.
Cattle and other animals are way more sensitive to just the voltages in the earth. So the stray voltage is due to a bad primary on their side, and it is grounding on our farm. Cows are way more sensitive than humans, so like we weren't feeling it, but obviously the cows were. The utilities, they like to say a cow can't feel it till it's at a volt. And when they had came out and did the testing, the heifer shed was at a 0.81 volts and the barn was at a 0.39 volts. So not that volt that they say that a cow can feel. It was less, but we were seeing lots of damage being done.
Is it like grabbing an electric fence?
Some farms had it that high. We did not. Some farms that I talked to, they were telling me they had 7-8 volts coming through their farms. And this is what we could feel.
What were the next steps that you had to take after you realized there was a voltage problem?
So after the utility came out and they did their testing, they said we were under the threshold that the utility uses. They said your cow shouldn't be affected. But now there's this new rule out there that like a farmer asked to be isolated on demand, they are supposed to be isolated on demand. So we had gone through all the testing and we could still see like negative effects on our cows. We dropped in milk. And our cell count was peaking, like getting very high. We were noticing a lot of damage done to the cows. They were having weird ulcers, and we had asked to be isolated on demand, and the utility had given us a list of items that we needed to fix on the farm before the farm was technically considered safe in their eyes for us to be isolated. One of the things on the list was to change the farm to a four-wire system. This job wasn't hard. It was just nobody wanted to be involved. I called 6 different electricians and I had asked them to rewire our farm to a 4-wire system. And they said, stray voltage? No way. Not getting involved. Because the utilities have a way of placing liability on the person that did the work and saying that it's their fault now that we have stray voltage.
As you're trying to complete this checklist, what is your timeline looking like now?
We asked to be isolated on demand on December 28th. The farm was technically not safe. We finally got a gentleman to come and do the work. He just was not going to sign the paperwork, so we had to hire a private engineer to come out, and he would sign the paperwork. And the rewire was completed February 16th, and the paperwork was done on February 21st, saying that we were ready for isolation. Another thing that needed to be done was they had a pole in our yard that was too close to our pole that had the transformer on it. So the voltage was basically doing a racetrack. It was going down their pole, up our pole, you know, causing a racetrack type thing. So they needed to move that 30 feet away from our pole.
Over that 2 months, just for this one item on the list, in the meantime, your milk production is off. Your cows are sick. Mm-hmm. I mean, give me a sense of the losses that you experienced in just that short time alone.
It took us a little over 3 months to get isolated from the first day they came out, and we have lost over $95,000 between milk production, somatic cell count increase. We shipped 10% of our herd in April because these cows were stressed before their dry period, during their dry period, and after their dry period. So they came in to milk only milking 20 pounds, where they should have been milking 70 to 80, you know, and they were not going to produce for the rest of their lactation. Because I did keep a couple because I'm like, please. And no, they're still only milking 20 pounds a day.
We're talking about the stress on the cows. We haven't even talked about the stress on your family. As a mom, even, and you know the stray voltage is impacting the cattle, how does that make you feel about your own children, you and your husband? I mean, and then just that overall business stress that you guys were facing.
We all know being a first-generation farmer, or just a farmer in general, it's hard, you know, the financial stress. So that's already a stress there. But then you add something like this on, and it's just 10 times worse, amplified. My kids had been affected by this because I was doing all this research. I was spending all this time trying to save our family business. And I remember one night my daughter asking, can you please just get off the phone? Can you please just read me a book? And it's like, it like broke my heart, you know, because I'm trying to save our business. And yeah. That was like awful when she said that, because you don't realize how much you're like invested in something else. And then, yeah. So, but some of the other things that we realized was my husband was getting extremely bad migraines. I'm sorry. So we ended up actually taking him in to go get a CAT scan done. And when they did the CAT scan, they didn't find anything abnormal, which is great, right? But it was inflammation of the spine, which also correspond. So the inflammation was causing these tension headaches, which also corresponds with the cows because our cell count is like through the roof, but no mastitis, no abnormal milk, nothing like that. They as well have inflammation in their body that's causing the high cell count.
So let's go back to this timeline here, February, to check things off the list. You know, so where are we at now in the spring with finding a solution or fixing the problem?
So we finally got isolated on March 13th, and the next day we went up 10 pounds in milk. It was like night and day difference. We remembered how to farm because basically they told us this whole time that it was our fault. We were the problem. There was no way that the voltage would be affecting our cows. They continuously told me, like, until cows can talk, we have to believe in the science. And I'm like, the cows are telling us, you know, that they don't talk, but if you're watching them, you can see that they are being affected by this. They're dropping in milk. They're losing calves. They're not breeding back. You know, we're having all these things happening. But finally, we got isolated in March, and I wouldn't say the problem is 100% fixed. There's still lingering stray voltage during their peak usage hours. I can turn the farm off completely, and we will still have 0.2 volts coming into the farm. So it's coming in through the earth's current.
Today, you're at as close of a solution as you can get, or are you still fighting this?
Any amount of stray voltage is a problem. It is going to cause lingering effects to the herd. I mean, I'm going to be hopeful it's not going to ruin us where we're at, but any stray voltage, we will still probably have lingering effects. Like I said about the breeding, we are breeding cows 5 times and before they're sticking and settling and getting pregnant. That's not a normal practice.
A year after detecting stray voltage on the farm, Brianna Handel and her family are working to get a USDA-funded study to update the research on stray voltage and how it affects cows. She also hopes for funding for farms that have to deal with the effects of stray voltage through no fault of their own. Brianna Handel of B. Kurt Dairy in Barneveld. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This morning, is that right?
You are absolutely right, Stephanie. A good part of Wisconsin, Minnesota as well, up into the UP. The dense fog advisory has lifted in southeast Wisconsin. Racine, Kenosha, Janesville, Madison, Milwaukee. That dense fog advisory has lifted this morning. The fog has thinned out somewhat. But everybody else, Lafayette and Iowa and Grant County and up toward the Dell, Sauk County, Dodge County, and everywhere north under the dense fog advisory, at least until noon today. So a very, very foggy start. And mixed with that, some light rain. The radar does indicate this morning very scattered light rain in southwest and western Wisconsin, up around La Crosse and just to the west of Mauston, streaming up along the Mississippi up toward the Twin Cities. There's going to be some rain. Low pressure off to our south today, down around Arkansas, pushing up into Missouri. Expected to be around far southwest Wisconsin late today, and then pushing out of the north central part of the state into the day tomorrow. It will bring rain along with patchy fog, and rain will be developing, in fact, this morning in far southwest and later on toward midday and after, the further you head to the north and east. So rain around through the night, on into the nighttime Friday and into Saturday. Rain amounts in eastern Wisconsin, maybe up to a quarter inch in western Wisconsin. Mauston, La Crosse, up to Oshkosh, that area in the heart of western Wisconsin, there may be some half or even three-quarter inch amounts of rain overnight and just into the day Saturday. Things do quiet down. The temperatures are very, very mild and aren't going to cool off too quickly through the weekend. Still above normal. That means daytime highs, upper 30s and low 40s, staying mild into next week. There may be a little snow further in the northwest part of the state late tonight, but not going to accumulate too much. Just a wet precipitation on the way. I'll have our forecast details right after this.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more.
Mutual insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Veltima fungicide is on your side to out-yield the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre, but you've never been average. Beat your own record, get every bushel you deserve, and make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, between the fog and the drizzle, it sounds like an overall pretty wet week, but I'm not going to complain about the temperature, Stu. It's pretty balmy out there, at least until we get to the new year.
Yeah, it's very mild this morning, upper 30s, 40 at Madison this morning, but our Compere Financial Ag Weather Update does include that dense fog advisory till noon. That doesn't mean the fog goes away. Going to be pretty stubborn around here today, and I expect some rain developing already in the west. We'll cross further east during the day. Temps will be in the low to mid 40s, with east and southeast winds about 5 to 10. More likely with clouds, patchy fog, rain overnight, like I've said, up to a quarter, maybe a half inch in the east, could be near three quarters in western Wisconsin. And those temperatures tonight dropping into the upper 30s, near 40. Winds becoming southwest, 5 to 10. Some fog and clouds and rain tomorrow, clearing out a bit in the south. Upper 30s, low 40s, and even mostly cloudy on Sunday. But Stephanie and I expect temps again in the upper 30s to low 40s. Your mild weather will stick with us right into next week.
mild weather, nothing to complain about. Stu Muck along with us, our ag meteorologist, 4-hour Compeer Financial ag weather update. Compeer Financial is your financial partner committed to agriculture and rural America. If you want to learn more, visit compeer.com. We'll hear more from our friends at Compeer Financial later in the hour.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
CBS News Brief. The Deep South is bracing for more severe weather after some tornadoes in the Houston area.
I couldn't believe it. I've never seen a tornado. Hurricane is all we really get down here.
The man accused of setting a woman on fire in a New York City subway train is due in court today. At a vigil last night, the Reverend Kevin McCall blasted the bystanders.
They just watched this young lady burn on fire alive.
The Trump administration is planning the largest deportation campaign in U.S. history. CBS's Lilia Luciano heard from Englewood, New Jersey Mayor Michael J. Wilds.
We're dealing here with American citizens who can't speak for themselves.
Is it constitutional?
I don't think so. The administration's going to say we're not going to separate mom and dad's mom and dad. It's their privilege if they want to leave with their child. It's a cute way of saying we don't care.
A U.S. official tells CBS News the airliner crash in Kazakhstan may have been caused by Russian anti-aircraft fire.
Russia, Azerbaijan and Kazakhstan have all opened investigations.
CBS's Chris Livesay. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The Golden Globe Awards are just around the corner. The award show does not anticipate as much controversy as last year when host Joe Coy offended some of the attendees and writers. This year, comedian Nikki Glaser has been selected to host and will fly solo, making her the first woman to host the show alone. If you like watching celebrities squirm, you might want to check out the broadcast because Glaser told People magazine she received advice from Ricky Gervais and intends to be edgy with the A-listers. The Golden Globe Awards will be broadcast January 5th. A fun tradition on Saturday Night Live has been the Christmas joke swap on Weekend Update for co-hosts Michael Che and Colin Jost, where they write jokes the other has to perform. Kind of cute, especially when one of them is married to Scarlett Johansson, Jost. Jost ripped on his own wife thanks to the jokes written by his co-host while she watched in the wings from backstage and cracked up. Very funny and worth a Google. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Bucks lose to Brooklyn. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks looked like they were on their way to another home victory until the Nets took command late in the fourth quarter to win 111-105. A disappointed Bobby Portis, who scored 18, sat at his locker after the loss.
Yeah, we could have won that game tonight. We were up. We had momentum. They jumped on us in the fourth quarter, got momentum, and then we didn't recover. It sucks, but we'll be back Saturday. We're going to get a win.
The Bucks travel to Chicago to play the Bulls tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers getting ready for their rematch against the Minnesota Vikings Sunday at U.S. Bank Stadium. Green Bay lost at home to the Vikings week 4, 31-29. The Vikings led 28-7 at the half.
Yeah, I think overall, I think it wasn't our best game. Obviously, I think just too many turnovers, and I think we just got in the hole early.
We just got off to a slow start, put ourselves in the hole, and you know, I like the way we finished. We did some good things in the second half, but just not good enough in the first half.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
First time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Dense fog advisory for low visibilities through tomorrow morning. Cloudy, foggy, drizzle, and lows in the low 40s tonight. Cloudy with rain developing tomorrow, continuing through tomorrow night, a high in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy on Saturday, high upper 40s. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
What was up with that?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what was up with that.
Welcome back on a Friday morning. I'm Stephanie Hoff with the Midwest Farm Report. Have you heard of PFAS chemicals? These are substances that are found in nonstick cookware and firefighting foam, among other things. But agriculture is feeling the effect of these forever chemicals. The American Farm Bureau Federation says PFAS are polluting the soil and water. Director of Government Affairs Courtney Briggs says, unfortunately, a farm could be liable for that contamination through no fault of their own.
PFAS forever chemicals, they do not break down naturally in the environment. We are finding that they are ubiquitous. They are used in everyday products and have been used for several decades. So it is everywhere. It is traveling through naturally through the environment, through our water supply. I think a lot of people scratch their heads saying, well, what does this have to do with agriculture? We don't use PFAS chemicals. It's true, we don't. But because it's traveling through the water, and we know that PFAS likes to stick to organic matter, so a PFAS chemical, man, do they love soil. So we're seeing contaminated farm fields. We're seeing water supply that is given to livestock operations contaminated with PFAS. This is affecting agriculture. The problem that we have is that the Biden administration has finalized a rule that would open farmers up to being liable for PFAS contamination through no fault of their own. So our job in this new administration is to work with EPA, to work with Congress, to provide a liability shield to properly protect farmers from any liability.
How many fields do you think are contaminated either in the U.S. or the Midwest or Wisconsin?
I would say that if you are located near, you know, a DOD installation because of the use of AFFF, the firefighting foam, we've seen leaching off of DOD facilities into nearby dairies, near manufacturing facilities, near chemical companies. I mean, those are the areas that I think the EPA is most focused on right now, and that's where we're seeing contamination.
Courtney Briggs is the Director of Government Affairs with the American Farm Bureau Federation. We've got more agribusiness news coming your way.
The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Veltima fungicide is on your side to out-yield the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre, but you've never been average. Beat your own record, get every bushel you deserve, and make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
You see the headlines all the time, consumers confused by food labels. Well, not if they shop at Bavaria Sausage. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here, asking you to take a closer look at the food labels at Bavaria Sausage. You know, they are working towards making sure when you take a look at whatever product they've got in the store, you know exactly what it is. They're using different colors. They're also making sure that there's a picture on that label to help you better understand the protein source that you're looking at. It's all about making sure they're combining the old world flavors, the artisan blends, and making sure that you understand when there's something new in the showcase, what is it and where did it come from? Simple information, easily understood. And of course, there's always someone there to answer your questions if you've got them. Bavaria Sausage at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, located also online, BavariaSausage.com. Old recipes, new labels. Take a look.
The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Veltima fungicide is on your side to out-yield the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre, but you've never been average. Beat your own record, get every bushel you deserve, and make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
This week in Wisconsin agriculture, a commercial poultry flock in Burnett County has identified a case of highly pathogenic avian influenza, or H5N1. This is the third poultry case this month. The other cases were in Barron and Kenosha counties. The birds will not enter the food chain, and the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection says no dairy cattle have been affected in Wisconsin. From Chicago, commodity markets have been fairly quiet after the holiday break. The January Class 3 milk contract is up a penny at 1963 a hundredweight, and the February contract is up 2 cents at 1990. Class 3 milk goes to make cheese, which has been unchanged since Tuesday. Barrel cheese closing yesterday at $1.74, and the 40-pound block cheese closing at $1.86. Wisconsin has a new representative on the American Soybean Association's Executive Committee. Tanner Johnson is a first-generation soybean grower from Barron County. He was just elected to serve on that 9-member board. Passing a farm bill will be one of their top priorities in the new year. And looking at the grain trade from Chicago, 2025 new crop corn is sitting neutral at 441 and three quarters. 2025 new crop soybeans are down a penny and three quarters at 1007 and three quarters. And July new crop wheat is down a penny and a half, trading at $5.58 a bushel. The Fabulous Farm Babe talks with our friends from Compere Financial next.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. More farm news straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is Shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
must pay attention to as far as detail. Cole Patrick is joining us now, Director of Insurance Strategies for Compure Financial. And man, I'm telling you, Cole, when it comes to 2025, risk management is all I can think about. I don't care if you're milking cows. I don't care if you're feeding calves. I don't care if you're running corn and beans. Risk management all the way around. Today, for our purposes of our conversation, we want to take a closer look specifically at crop insurance. Tell me a little bit about how you're helping people construct their risk management plans for next year.
So some of the things that the Compure is helping out with our clients, our prospects, is really focusing on sound risk management plans. And where that begins is knowing where your break-evens are, and then having a really solid marketing plan. Knowing how those things go and understanding all the moving parts really sets the stage for you as the producer to really understand your operation, which is probably very different from the neighbor across the street or in the next county, et cetera, et cetera. It's really individualized.
I'm a little concerned, Cole, that farmers may be under the impression that they can't make a move until they know one way or the other what's happening with the farm bill. The crop insurance side of things, they do have more control. You have more certainty with either ARC, PLC, that's been around for a long time, but then the newer tools like SCO or ECO, those may be the ones that we want to lean on a little bit more in 2025.
Yes, absolutely. The program, the funding for the program with, you know, the government and everything, they had a continuing resolution through December 20th, I believe, which we're going to likely see an extension of that. It's almost everything but a certainty. But crop insurance, that's going to run through the 31st. They're going to extend that as well. So crop insurance is safe. Now, what happens, you know, after the new year, probably the inauguration, what happens with that farm bill is yet to be seen. A lot of debate between the House and the Senate on what's going to be included in that, which all comes down to funding. Where are they going to get the money from different pay-for sources to fund some of the things that they're looking at, which could affect things like the SCO coverage level, SCO subsidies, you know, demanding some research to, you know, kind of make the program more dynamic, you know, things like that. There's some disaster funding on the table, too, but it all comes down to funding. And it's such a bipartisan bill that it's going to be safe. It's going to be there. So what you have today is going to extend into next year. So what happens next year? Is it going to be retroactive after they make the decisions? No, that's hard to say. That could be a possibility because there's a lot of focus right now and a lot of awareness around the decreased revenue, the decreased farm income, things like that. But one of the huge opportunities out there that we just got in the summer of 24 was outside of the farm bill, to the FCIC board, was approved an increased subsidy for ECO. That's enhanced coverage option for the listeners. That is a shallow loss coverage, which takes you up to 95%. Now, it's on a county basis, though. But 95%, you can't really get that anywhere else except for margin protection, which is a whole other complexity in its own. But with this increased subsidy, it's going from 44% to 65%. Mm-hmm. So that's a 30% decrease in cost to the farmers. So what used to cost $30 is not going to cost $20. Mm-hmm. What used to cost $20 is not going to cost, mm-hmm, you know, $13, $14. Mm-hmm. So that's an enormous cost savings, okay? Mm-hmm. So this is, for some producers out there, especially, you know, maybe the farmers getting into transition planning or, you know, it really affects everybody, but some people more than others, where you're really trying to lock in and protect yourself to stay in the game, mm-hmm, this ECO product is really, really the catch.
Well,
and it couldn't have come at a better time.
I was just going to say, for anybody that wants to stay in the game, regardless of age or demographic on the scale, this is an opportunity, as you said, Cole, that you can't look past. Now, we do have some time on this. ECO have the same crop insurance deadline mid-March again, or is this a product that we've got to educate ourselves on, factor in our operation earlier? Give me the time frame there.
So with ECO, SCO, you have the same sign updates. So March 15th, we're still looking at that. Still runs off of the December 25 futures for corn, November futures for soybeans. But really where the complexity of the decision-making comes down to is what am I going to do with my Title I programs? And namely, that's ARC and PLC. ARC is sort of a mirror image of SCO, which is kind of like ECO, but it goes up to 86% instead of 95. Mm-hmm. And you cannot have both in the current administration. Mm-hmm. So that's where people are really going to have to debate on, do I want SCO or do I want ARC, mm-hmm. right? And the way prices are leaning right now, looking into the 25 scenario, I'm leaning more towards ARC. Mm-hmm. So people that take ARC, you know, so they're not going to be allowed to take SCO. But those opportunity dollars with that increased subsidy, a solid risk management decision would be to put those opportunity dollars into ECO, protect that shallow loss, protect your top side, mm-hmm. and that gap in the middle, you know, that can be covered by that ARC county, especially when where prices are right now, which are really comparable. You know, as I look mm-hmm. today at the December futures for corn, you know, I'm seeing a full 43. We just got a nice 10-12 cent lift in that. The ARC county price for corn in 25 is 503. Now, wow. It's not a true 503 because right. It only gets 86% of that. Really, you're looking at 433. So, which is higher than your PLC price, and that's for both corn and beans.
Yeah.
So we tend to lean towards where can we lock in a higher price, mm-hmm. even if there's more variability with the ARC because it factors in yield
right.
versus just a pure price floor.
Well,
I think that's the play.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if you know what your numbers are, if you know what your cost of production is, those are giving you some hard, firm answers and options right away. Again, if you're just joining us, Cole Patrick is along with us. He is the Director of Insurance Strategies with Compure Financial. Now, if you could give farmers a couple key takeaways on crop insurance for them to noodle over the holidays and into the cold months of January, what would they be, Cole? You've really hit on some nice ones, but what else should they be thinking through and then connecting with their Compure crop advisor about?
So view your farm as not from a year-to-year farm. You're not a farmer, you're a business. You're a business owner, and you have a farm to manage, right? So you're managing a business on the farm, and with that, you gotta place some risk management strategies in there. So take advantage of the subsidized program, because what's happening in the program today from the delivery perspective, the approved insurance providers and the administration as a whole is leaning more towards these subsidized products because it's a much more effective delivery method, and it's more cost effective for not only the clients, but the companies delivering these products. We see the reinsurance market tightening up, and what that means for the listeners out there is the AIPs, the approved insurance providers out there, that's your carriers, that's your Great Americans, that's your Rain and Hails, that's your RCIS, those types of people. So they seek what's called reinsurance to back up and kind of share some of the cost of potential losses, right? And what these reinsurance companies are doing, they're looking at the market and go, okay, I can put some capital and make 5%, 4 or 5% in some safe treasuries, some money markets. That's easy. But now I have this more riskier pool now. So now where, how much capital do I want to deploy in this reinsurance market? And what they're saying is, hey, we're going to give you less reinsurance for some of these risky products on your private side because it kind of all mixes in. So we're seeing a shift from these private products, which are heavily, you know, some are loss leaders, but they sustain a lot of losses, which kind of correlates to some of the frequency and severity of weather that we've been experiencing. So, and I bring that up because of an announcement that we just got on Friday that RMA is going to increase the replant provisions for the federal side. Now, this has been talked about for, you know, a couple of years behind the scenes, and now it's actually going to happen for 2026. So those replant payments for your federal side are going to go up. Now, what does that tell me? That tells me that the program realizes that those prices are outdated. That tells me that there's probably some pressure from the AIPs and even the reinsurance market that the private side, you know, of these endorsements for things like wind and replant, they're just not sustainable and profitable. So let's shift some of those things into the subsidized lane if we can to make the program more sustainable, because it's all about sustainability and how can we keep people in the game from a sound risk management perspective. So lean into the subsidized program as much as you can, because that's what it's there for. And the program, RMA, USDA, legislation, they're all keenly aware that, farmers are coming into an economic downturn that who knows how long this storm may last. So really lean into these products because they're here and the program is really trying to build around to support the farmers, which are the backbone of America.
Absolutely. I agree. Like we said, folks, lots of things to consider, all kinds of risk management, no matter what you're doing in Wisconsin agriculture. Cole Patrick, along with us, Director of Insurance Strategies, do make sure that as you're putting your plan together, you are talking to your Compure advisors, whether it's about crop insurance or whether it's about risk management for the dairy. It is going to be critical to make that a part of your plan for 2025. Find it all. Resources as well as the office locations near you at compure.com. Along with Cole Patrick, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
How livestock producers can help cut agriculture's overall greenhouse gas issue. Today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back to back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
While sustainable crop production is seen as a way to cut agriculture's greenhouse gas output, a new study suggests livestock producers can also play a role. Kansas State University agronomy professor Chuck Rice was among the 26 researchers who did the study.
There's work being done to look at improving feed quality, reduce the methane that's produced in the cattle. Down the road, maybe breeding for livestock that have lower emissions. And then manure management. If it's a lagoon system, then there's a lot of methane released. And there's technologies already available to capture that methane and either use it as a fuel or convert it to CO2.
In addition to curtailing livestock emissions, Rice says offsetting emissions can also play a role.
With wind turbines on the farm, we can graze livestock underneath those turbines and producing energy for that farm and then exporting it. Solar is another area. There's a lot of structures on a farm, and if we put solar panels onto those roofs, we can essentially eliminate the need for importing electricity into the farm and probably actually export it.
There's a link to the study results on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. More severe weather in parts of the country today could be tough on holiday travelers. CBS's Bradley Blackburn is at New York's LaGuardia Airport.
In New York, the Port Authority says more than 5 million travelers are expected to pass through area airports over the holiday season. And while the busiest travel days are already behind us, a big jump in airport traffic is expected now through the new year. Passengers at New York's LaGuardia Airport told us they're prepared for the holiday rush. Some are urging others to make the best out of any travel hiccups.
Delays make great adventures, and you never know who you're going to meet.
AAA also advises travelers to know their rights. Federal guidelines now require airlines to give travelers a refund for canceled flights.
FlightAware reports there are already more than 500 delays in the U.S. today and dozens of canceled flights. Yesterday, there were at least 3 tornadoes in Texas.
Tornado warnings issued throughout southeast Texas around Houston on Thursday. The first tornado